right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading them. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. Stocks bounce back after yesterday's loss. Consumer confidence drops. Krispy Kreme higher after a sweet deal with Mickey D's. What's performing better than NVIDIA this year? We'll take a look. It might be a surprise. And Tesla soars. Plus, we had another WTF strategy win. We'll look at our WTF open trades and also take a look at our Apple puts. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and Marcus will be back here tomorrow, but today we'll call the show Coffee with Mark. And before we get too carried away, let's just jump to the charts and see what's going on in these markets. Here we see the S&P 500, and the S&P 500 pulling back the last 2 days. And this is where on Thursday we made record highs, gapped higher. On Friday, we talked a little bit about a potential gap fill there. I said maybe there would be some profit taking going into the weekend and moving lower. Marcus said, hey, I think there's going to be some pressure to fill that gap. That's exactly what took place. And then today we actually came down there. Or yesterday, that is, we filled the gap. We ended slightly lower. And today, moving higher. So markets are up a little bit. The S&P 500 up 0.3%. If we look at the Dow, up 0.3% as well. And the NASDAQ up 0.3%. So everything pretty much moving right in line with one another. No real outperformance in any of the indices. Just up slightly as traders try to figure out what comes next. Let's look at PowerX Optimizer and let's take a look at a heat map here. See what is moving the market. And this is unusual, right? Normally you see some big green or some red, and these muted colors mean that there really isn't a whole lot of movement except for Tesla. Tesla on the move, Meta up 1.2%. Tesla up big, standing out there. We'll take a look at Tesla, but before we do, let's look at the economic calendar. And this morning, we did have some data release. We had core durable goods an hour before U.S. markets opened up. This came in slightly higher than expected. The same with the durable goods orders number. So those numbers better than expected. The S&P Composite Home Price Index came in line with expectations. A tiny tick lower there. But then consumer confidence, the more significant of the group this morning, coming in lower than expected at 104.7. So a lower reading than economists had predicted, showing potentially that consumer optimism is shifting and changing a little bit. So they're a little bit more pessimistic about the future. So we'll see if this is a new trend. You know, to be honest, it hasn't really been a significant change over the last couple of months, up and down, but definitely a lower reading, and we got to take that at face value there. Now, coming back and looking at individual stocks, what is standing out here? What are some market movers, stocks on the move? And we have to look at DNUT. DNUT, the ticker for Krispy Kreme. And look at this, Krispy Kreme up 28%. This comes after an announcement that the donut company is going to be expanding its partnership with McDonald's. We could see what this looks like for McDonald's. MCD is a ticker. Yeah, I wouldn't expect the move in McDonald's to really be positive or negative, and that's the case. We're slightly lower for the day. Not a big deal for McDonald's, but for Krispy Kreme, any investors that had shares of Krispy Kreme yesterday, pretty happy today with yesterday's $12.45 close and now trading at about $16 a share, up just under 30% for the day. So big, big move for Krispy Kreme. This gets us back to levels that we haven't seen since July of 2023. So a pretty decent drop before this news and a big, big rally. Investors have to be happy for any shareholders prior to this move. Now, if we take a look at some other market movers, Let's look at Tesla. Tesla's been one that's been popping up in the wheel scanner with PowerX Optimizer. We've seen this pop up. There's been some nice premium. You can make a case for some support around these lows. And right now, anybody who picked up shares last couple of weeks, getting assigned or have sold puts and just looking at this potentially expire worthless, nice move in Tesla coming. And it was interesting because I saw that there were some downgrades, or not necessarily downgrades, but price target cuts by some analysts, but doesn't seem to be impacting the stock today. And a nice rally in Tesla, definitely standing out with the market relatively quiet for the most part when we looked at that S&P 500 heat map. Now, another big mover, and can you guess a market that's performing better than NVIDIA this year? NVIDIA has been doing pretty good. Just for a comparison, let's look at NVIDIA. And NVIDIA is up 92% year to date. Crazy. In 3 months, NVIDIA just doing an exceptional job. Well, what's even better? Cocoa Futures. Look at this. Cocoa Futures hitting $10,000 per metric ton. It's the first time in history here. Cocoa Futures up 134% year to date. And this parabolic move, I mean, normally you have a big pullback after such a meteoric rise. And I mean, we had lumber futures during the pandemic that soared and then came back down to reality. Will cocoa futures come back down to reality anytime soon? Who knows? Who knows? But there are a few reasons why there's this big spike. It does have to do with some wildfires, dry weather conditions, and a disease or virus known as cocoa swollen root that has hurt some of the crops. And so this is probably some speculation, but also purely a supply issue and demand leading to these futures to soar. So just a crazy, crazy move. Who would have thought the cocoa futures would be doing better than NVIDIA this year? Now that's the case. There's no denying it. We'll see where we go from here. I have no, I've traded futures in the past. I have enjoyed trading futures in the past, but some of these more, smaller futures products, I never really traded. And wow, I could say that I would have loved to pick up some cocoa futures around 4,000 a pop, but I didn't. All right, so let's see what's going on with trades that we've recently placed. And let's first take a look at the WTF analyzer here, and let's look over to a recent exit. So AMT identified as a trading opportunity yesterday morning. So using the analyzer, whenever we have a green bar, we know that there is a buy signal based on the previous day's close, and that signals to buy at the next day's open. That's exactly what Marcus and I did. Here we see that the open was 193.69. I think we got filled right around that price, pretty close. I don't remember the exact fill, but nice pop here. A nice one-day move up 1.4% yesterday, and today we have a signal to close. So we close this trade for a profit. Nice to see another win and looking good here with the WTF. I mean, this is picture perfect. We typically expect to be in a trade for 4 to 5 days on average. Sometimes it's fewer, sometimes it's longer. That's how averages work. But in this case, nice one-day trade. Can't complain. And we've moved on from that one. Now, open trades, we could take a look at the two that are still open. CTSH, a new entry signal yesterday. This one's up a little bit, but no exit. So the buy signal is still valid. ABT is one that I picked up a little over a week ago. This one is still open, no exit. Nice to see a little bit of a rally today, up 1.3%. So this one right now hasn't been stopped out. It looks like it will potentially end with a loss unless we get back up to the entry point there. But nice to see a one-day move here. And I mean, this again is totally in line with expectations here. You've probably heard me say it before, but just with this approach, with this strategy, what I'm expecting is that over time, 7 out of 10 trades will be winners, 2 small losses, and maybe 1 stop out. So this would be in line with the 30% of the ones that don't quite work out. But hey, we're not out of the trade yet, but down a little bit from the original entry. But the nice win yesterday with AMT helping out any potential loss that we realize here. So still working out great for the year. We're at about an 83% winning percentage with signals. Can't complain. And that's a little bit better than the historical norm of around 70%. So loving the WTF strategy. It's win the fear for anybody new to the name. We're trying to capitalize on fear in individual stocks. Or if there is a broad market sell-off, we'll get more signals if stocks are pulling back. So we identify extreme conditions where there's a high probability opportunity to buy a dip or an oversold stock and to see a rally and profit over a 4 or 5 day average. So that's our goal there. WTF strategy working out great this year. Now, if we take a look at the wheel, let's look at Apple. So both Marcus and I taking a trade on Apple that expires on Thursday. And Marcus has decided that 170 is the line in the sand for him. He wants to own shares at 170. So he sold that 170 put yesterday, got $1.60. I decided to play it a little more conservatively. I went with the 167.50, which is right around these lows that we had in October of last year. So if I get assigned, I'll be 250 better than Marcus. However, if we don't get assigned and these options just expire worthless, Marcus collected about 75 cents more than I did. I think it was. I got 85 cents. You got $1.60. Yeah, that's the right math, even though it's stage math, which sometimes doesn't work out as you would expect when you're presenting. But nonetheless, I think both trades are great. One's a little more conservative. One's a little more aggressive. Right now, they're both working out nicely. And we didn't have an exit yesterday. Came close to an 80% one-day trade. That's my rule. If I see an opportunity, I take it. And within a full trading day, so the day I take the trade and the completion of the next day, if I could get out at 80% max profit, I will do that. Yesterday, it got close, but wasn't able to get that actual fill. And still in this one, we'll see what happens today and tomorrow and where things end up on Thursday if we haven't gotten out before then. Looking at some other positions that we're in, CSIQ trying to figure out what to do with these lows, not moving a whole lot, slightly positive now for the session. Just at this point, keeping an eye on it, might consider adding to it, but I'd like to see a little more stability here. It has pulled back since we were leading into the earnings report, and it's pulled back since. Looks like we're seeing some stability around these lows, but I want to see that that actually is the case. NEE, another one, looking pretty good. Actually, today, popping higher, got up to $62.91, just shy of $63 a share, pulling back a tiny bit, but down just 0.4% for the session. Up near highs that we saw back in January and December of last year, January of this year. Looking to see us get through these levels. Right now, a little short-term resistance, but looking to see this break to the upside so we can move on from this trade, collecting some nice dividends in the meantime, looking good, coming off of these March lows and moving higher. Today, not too exciting, though, and down slightly for the session. Now, UPS is an interesting one. So UPS up big pre-market. It was like 3-4% higher pre-market, and then we opened with a gain. Right now, down over 3%, pulling back. We see that the scanner is showing a possible opportunity to get 30% annualized at the 149 strike. I don't see any clear support here, I'm already in UPS, so no need to trade another put here. But We're now in this range between 151 and 158, 159. And I would love to see things snap back. Interesting, because there was some guidance. It sounded like, I don't know the exact notes on this, but it sounded like although 2023 was a little bit worse than expected, they look like 2024 will be, they'll be back on track and doing well, but not quite sure what else came out or if this was just a profit-taking opportunity, because a decent pullback in UPS, a 3% move in UPS is definitely larger than what we'd see typically, down 3.4% for the session. Nothing for me to do right now, though, and we'll see where this goes from here. So a few open wheel trades, Apple looking good. That's the most recent with puts. WTF trades, two open WTF trades, one closed today for a nice win. And that's what we're doing here with the PowerX Optimizer and the trades that we're considering. And I think that's going to do it, right? So if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. If you know someone who can benefit from these videos, please share. And we appreciate you watching our videos and joining us for these sessions. Marcus will be back with me tomorrow. Until then, happy trading, everybody.